Well, hello. I just wanted to share just a few short minutes and talk to you a little bit about hope. I'm just hearing in the voices of Christians, you know, as I read some things on social media and hear some other stuff, that where it seems as if there's a sense of hopelessness, certainly anger and hopelessness and despair, where everything's just like gloom and doom. And I know that there's darkness going on around us. All the stuff that we've experienced in 2020 has been crazy. There's just things that are happening that we know that the enemy's involved, and there's just such darkness that are pressing in, and on so many levels, politically and on a national scene, and the whole pandemic is surging again. So there's a lot of genuine concern about that. But it says this about the Lord, Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now hear this again. Hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Not just hope, but abounding in hope. So it's supernatural hope because of your union with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit living in you. Now hear this again. May the God of hope. God is not a God of despair. God is not a God of hopelessness. God is not a God of cynicism. God is a God of hope. And says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy. It's the God of hope that fills us with joy. Romans 12, I think it's verse 12, says that we're rejoicing in hope. Joy comes from hope. And if there's no hope, there's no joy. And our God is a God of hope. And the God of hope, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. God's a God of hope. The Holy Spirit is the second person of the Godhead. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us, making Christ real in us, so that we're in union with the God of hope who lives in us. And therefore, Christians, even though darkness may be surrounding us, should always walk in hope. Now, hope, the scripture even says, in Proverbs, a hope deferred makes the heart grow sick. That's a real ploy of the enemy, is to get us to feel hopeless and to get us to only see darkness. It's not that hope doesn't see the darkness. Hope just believes that light will prevail. Hope simply sees the darkness, can even speak to the darkness, can even speak about the darkness. But in speaking about the darkness, a Christian always coins their conversation. It's always soaked in hope because our God is a God of hope. There's this amazing scripture from 1 Peter chapter 1 that it's been like a standard for me. It's been an amazing place in my life. I've come back to over and over again. And I probably have preached from it more than any other place in terms of resurrection. That's what it says, verse 3 of chapter 1 of 1 Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy, now hear what the grammar actually says, has caused us to be born again into a living hope through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a quote from, let's see if I can find it, from Ann Graham Lotz. Billy Graham's daughter said, "If God," and this is part of it's hers and part of it I add to it, so, but I want to give her credit for the first part. "If God can bring blessing from the broken body of Jesus and glory from something as obscene as the cross, then we can always hope that resurrection will prevail, that life will come forth, that God's purposes and his goodness will prevail." The scripture says about Jesus that he's on a horse, a white horse. He's got a crown on his head, a bow in his hand. And he's come forth in Revelation 6:2, conquering and to conquer. No matter what it may look like, no matter how it may feel, no matter how dark the darkness may be. And again, we may have to speak the truth about the darkness, but it should never be with a cynical tone. It should always, our messages should always carry with it an element of hope, even if we're speaking hard things, because our God is a God of hope. And you and I are born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Christ. Christ prevailed. The fact that he's risen is evidence to us that no matter how dark it gets, even if it seems like things are entombed, have been sealed up by stone that can't be rolled away, resurrection life will prevail. The goodness of God will prevail. This is the quote from Bill Johnson. He says, any area of our lives for which we have no hope is under the influence of a lie. And I believe that that's true. And I like this one last little quote from a guy named George Herbert. George Herbert says, he that lives in hope dances without music. Even though the music of this world, maybe things have changed and the music has stopped, the tunes that you're hearing, what's going on around you, it seems to be a dirge. The sounds are sounds of darkness. He that lives in hope dances without music. Because we dance in singing and making melody with our heart to the Lord, what it says in Ephesians 5, that's one of the evidences of being filled with the Spirit, a continual Spirit-filled life, not just a testimony that I got Spirit-filled years ago, but a life that's continually filled with the Holy Spirit. As there is a singing and making melody of your heart to the Lord, there's just this disposition of thanksgiving to him, because God's a God of hope. And resurrection will prevail. Life will prevail. Darkness is an instrument that light uses to shine from. That's from verse 6 of 2 Corinthians 4, light shines out of darkness. Don't be in despair. The things that are going on around us seem so horrible, he said, but it's not the end of the world. Oh, but it is the end of the world, Bishop. It is the end of the world, Chuck. It seems like the end of the world. Well, if it's the end of the world, then that's what's going to happen when this world ends. There's going to be a new heavens and new earth. Hope still prevails. Hope always prevails. Hope is the anchor of our soul. Therefore, it provides Christians with stability. Every anchor has to rest on something solid. And our hope, the anchor of hope that Christians walk in, rest on the Rock of Ages, on a risen Christ who's out conquering, who came to conquer and is conquering, no matter what it looks like. Amen. Be blessed. I pray that no matter what you're walking through, no matter what you're seeing, no matter what you're hearing, that as Christians, you'll walk in the hope of God, because that's the way he sees it. Amen.